Blog Talk Radio.
Erinus, our yellow empty treat for you and yours. Mildly sweet, with a firm but gentle texture. Airheads are a candy that I frequently buy. Airheads, they have a taste that is out of control. Dollar General is a satisfying stock on snacks, soda, sundries, and seasonal items. Staff are friendly and efficient, serving an impressive amount of customers. Dollar General, when you see it in black and yellow, you have a reason to feel the metal. Aldi has been an American tradition since 1976. Remain true to its roots and its all-red discount. Today's Aldi provides loyal groceries with a premium taste. Aldi, healthy food at healthy prices.
Welcome to WPR Rebuttal. I'm your host, Senator JPO, bringing you rebuttals to the official WPR narratives. We are bringing you the sides of the story that the UW System Board of Regents not want you to know. So, today our call number is 929-477-3965, and our topic is the immediate consequences, the outcomes of the UW Board of Regents June meeting at Ewing, Milwaukee, and particularly in financial terms, because what happened is the regents requested. They have no power to appropriate, mind you, but they made a request to the legislators via their regents meeting on June 9th for about $6.38 million more dollars in Wisconsin grant program funding. Now, of course, that's taxpayer money, and we, the public, should know what our return is, and various consultants, so to speak, at least putative consultants, have attempted to go and address the return of taxpayers via economic impact analyses of varying levels of credibility. And really, a lot of them don't even disclose their methods. Like you have David Ward of North Star Economics. I try to speak with him, and he would not commit. He would not commit to identifying a particular economic model that he used. He would not agree to release his data set, and he would not discuss the methodology, and he's relying on the public to just put blind faith in him just because, oh, he's an expert, yeah, but keep in mind, the UW Foundation paid him an undisclosed sum of money. I'm pretty sure it's six figures that the UW Foundation paid this David Ward guy and his North Star Economics, and he has two other colleagues, which the names are in the report, but I will get around to publishing a critique. I have some rudimentary notes of criticisms about his economic impact analysis, but, you know, I got distracted with work and, you know, you have to pay the bills like anyone else. But I tell you, stipend or not, I am going to debunk his economic impact analysis. Count on that. So at any rate, circling back to the Board of Regents funding request, which is not set in stone by any means, but to what extent does it actually help the student, the average student, at $6.38 million spread out amongst UW grant recipients? Well, according to the press release from UW system, and I don't like using official press releases, except when there's no other source for information, because really you have to consider the UW system is going to put itself in the most angelic light possible with every press release. But with this, I'm able to use objective numbers to my advantage and use them in my narrative against the UW system, and that is one in four UW system students. This is amongst all the two-year campuses at UW colleges and amongst all the four-year campuses that are on standalone baccalaureate institutions. Okay, so one in four students received some amount of funding from Wisconsin grant program. And again, from the same press release, the average or mean. They don't say what type of average. It could be median or mode, but I'm pretty sure it's mean award to a UW student from that grant program is a hair over $1,700. According to the press release, it's $1,773. So yeah, more than $1,700. It's not quite $1,800. So we have that average amount as a baseline before the infusion, potential infusion is a request. And really, I'm telling my legislators to approve less than that, because the students should understand the true opportunity cost of sacrificing all those years of their young lives and all those potential work hours. They should better understand the true opportunity cost of attending college. You know, with all this funding that you throw at the students, they have less incentive to go and think critically about how much work time they're losing. But if they're forced to work their tails off to go and attend school, well, they're going to definitely think, hey, you know, all the schooling and all this time is sitting and reading these books and trying to write this paper and listening to the lecturer, you know, all this adds up in lost work time, $10 an hour, no joke. Go to any staffing agency and you can get a decent job where they pay you $10 an hour instead of paying to go and lose precious time. You can be paid to lose your time by going to a staffing agency and start earning a living instead of, you know, being this overeducated leech. And I wish I would have known better, but, you know, that's why I'm telling you all via this internet radio show, because, you know, I learned my lesson the bloody hard way. And I just want to save ours the suffering, you know, that I endure. And this is why I'm on this information campaign against the UW system, because, you know, the decision makers don't care. The rank and file don't care. You know, they're just pretty much a bunch of lemmings manipulating these students. And I want to save ours from being a lemming. So, okay, now, where's I in the workflow here? So, the calculation. The baseline funding per student with the Wisconsin Grant Program is $1,773. And then one in four students receive the grant, so you have 180,000. Well, fewer than that now, but at the most recent bean counting by UW system, before accounting for their enrollment decline of about 4%, which would more or less match the higher education enrollment decline throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. It went down by more than 4%, so I'm going to be generous to UW and presume that instead of more than 4% decline, it only went down by 4% even. Okay, so, but yeah, presuming the optimistic view for UW system where they hold steady at 180,000, then 1 in 4 students is 45,000 recipients of Wisconsin Grant Program. So then you divide that $6.38 million by the 45,000 students, and it gives you an additional 1,915. Actually, a bit shy of that, it's more like $1,914.86. But for the purposes of rounding, because every number released by UW is rounded up, let's say. So that gives each additional, okay, so each student, each of those 45,000 students, it gives them an additional, $1,914.86. Now, how does it stack up to the tuition? Because that is per semester, but keep in mind that, you know, eligibility for Wisconsin grants, it's kind of like the Perkins grants, right? Or it's not Perkins, long. Pell grants. There are a few different P's involved here. The Pell grants are like the federal counterpart to the Wisconsin grants, or rather vice versa, because the Pell grants are first and Wisconsin grants are modeled on the Pell grants. And then the Perkins loans are like the subsidized loans that you can apply for once you've exhausted all your grant money. So the gist of it is the percentage of tuition that the that 1915 per student, $1,915 per student, covers more than half of the tuition at a two-year UW college campus. and covers maybe about 40% of the cost of a semester at UW-Madison. Now, if you have a choice, I mean, go to a VOTEC school because, you know, VOTEC school is comparable in cost to the two-year UW schools on a semester basis. But unlike with the UW system where there's like, oh, we're constantly preparing you for more and more education, we won't say anything about where it helps you get a career, but we're always preparing you for more and more education. Well, as contrast to that never-ending mountain climb to a vaguely defined goal, instead of going on that unicorn in the wind chase, pile of gold, the rainbow hunt in the UW system, which gets very expensive when you keep on slogging through it without a real job, you know, to show for it, well, then you may as well go and instead invest your time and tuition in the vocational technical college because, you know, it's becoming more respected now, more glamorous, because people are realizing that the UW system, University of Wisconsin, and all our state universities are a big scam. That's what they're realizing. And now it's even coming home to roost, as mentioned on prior podcasts, with the assault on the tenure. Because that's an inevitable consequence when you have a liberal arts university bubble, is what I call it, because a lot of people have said it's a higher education bubble, but unfortunately, with so many complex things like this, you cannot lump together the VOTEC colleges with the state universities that grant these highfalutin degrees. You must keep them separate in the policy discussion because they have sometimes antithetical ends, and that's good because the vocational technical colleges are coming out on top. They are winning. My side of the propaganda war is winning. I am trouncing the UW system underfoot, and it burns, even though I'm not fiddling while it does so. So, I'm just going to reiterate our number. We have about maybe 15 minutes. 929-477-3965. If you want to go and call in, give your few cents or so about the additional $1,900 in funding for Wisconsin grant program in that UW system financial aid program. But the bottom line is that, yeah, they're still subsidizing school that is often a wasteful activity. I mean, even these professional programs, it's like, hey, you're all a professional program. You expect to come out with the ability to get, at least interviewed for some of these jobs. But no. Public administration grad from UW Milwaukee can't get an interview at even these small municipalities. And, MPA programs are pretty much good for nothing. So avoid those like the plague. And again, the other programs at State University aren't much better because even with STEM, you have the outsourcing of these entry-level jobs, okay? Not anything that you consider highly specialized, okay? But somehow, these entry-level jobs that tons of people can do, like we're talking about hundreds of thousands of candidates throughout the United States could do these entry-level STEM jobs. Well, some of those positions are being outsourced via H-1B. So that's really incredulous that the state universities would be able to still sell themselves, and they're not. Their enrollment is declining. And, it's like the older students are already saying, well, the hell with more education. I just need to get working again. And now, thanks to my efforts, more youth are saying no to the UW system. So hurrah for that. Okay, so I am also issuing an open challenge to the last ever winners of the LEAP essay contest. And essentially, I'll have all the details for our Monday podcast, but really, this came to my attention when I was reading the press releases regarding the June meeting of the Board of Regents. And according to this, so Okay. There are a few different stakeholders here, but LEAP Wisconsin. I have to find out what in the world LEAP means, because I recall, like, last year I was looking through different financial aid sources, and LEAP was one of the ones. But essentially, my first interaction with the LEAP program was that I was asking this grant specialist, or whatever they call that title. It was this 9-to-5 bureaucrat, and I was asking, hey, what type of default rate do you have on these LEAP loans, right? And apparently, okay, because they have targeted loans for certain demographics, and they're claiming that they don't track it, which is bad, because, you know, the legislative auditing board is going to nail LEAP to the boards if they aren't monitoring the default rate and repayment rate. So that's very unfortunate for them, you know, that LEAP program. And it's true. It's been borne out. The LEAP program has met disaster because of their arrogance and whatnot, because 2016 is the final year in which the LEAP program is awarding a stipend through their so-called annual UW System Liberal Arts Essay Scholarship Competition. I mean, what a cumbersome title. My goodness. But I'm just going to quickly call out the names of the winners and the runners-up, because I am going to critique their essays, and I am going to systematically tear apart dearest arguments for their beloved UW system, for their ballyhooed higher education. And I'm just going to shred them a new one on my Monday podcast, and I'm just giving them advance notice that they can prepare the greatest defense possible for their essays. So here are the winners, okay? The winners are Kevin Linden Veloso from UW-Baraboo / Sauk County, Bill Mulligan from UW-Madison, Hannah Helwig from UW-Platteville, Platteville, and the runners-up were Avery Wares of UW-La Crosse, Yasha Hoffman of UW-Madison, and Olivia DeValk of UW-Stevens Point. Okay, so you six. I'll go and bow from a Spider-Man comics and call you the Sinister Six, because you folks are supporting higher education like a bunch of sycophantic lemmings, whereas I'm courageously staying up to the institution. Now, prepare your best arguments for your essays, because you might think that you covered all the bases in your essays. Well, I'm shutting them down. So in this Monday podcast on, what is it, Students in Math there. Today is June 17th, and I work the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th. So Monday, June 20th, even though I work all weekend, I am going to put together a rebuttal to each and every one of your essays. You six people I just mentioned, yeah, the ones that were mentioned by a Board of Regents in the final, annual UW System Liberal Arts Essay Scholarship. Yeah, well, I am just taking you to school, and be sure to tune in and call in on Monday, June 20th. Our number at that time will be, boom, 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 getting my notes back up. This heads-up display isn't the greatest here, so I have to flip back to my notes every so often. Our number on Monday will be 929-477-3965. So write it down, okay? If you're not going to be near a computer where you can look it up, and write down this number, this 929-477-3965, okay? And on Monday, June 20th at 1 o'clock Central Time, you folks can call in and you can go and argue with me and debate me about the value of a liberal arts education, because I'm taking you all to school by deconstructing your winning essays, and they will look like losing essays once I am done picking out the flaws in your thinking. Well, this is Senator JPO signing off for WPR Rebuttal. See you Monday.